Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. I am looking at my peppers. I don't think I've mentioned peppers on my any of the episodes, but we have planted cayenne peppers and also jalapeno peppers, and I think I'll try to get a picture on the blog of some of those. The cayenne pepper plant is probably a foot and a half high. The other one maybe 6 inches less than that, maybe a foot, covered up with cayenne peppers. What we like to do is take and put those in a jar, boil vinegar, pour the vinegar over it, seal it up, and you make pepper vinegar, which is hot vinegar, which is really good on certain types of greens. Where I'm from, we eat them on collards. I don't know if you like collards, but... And I'm looking at the jalapenos, the other peppers I've planted, two jalapeno plants, and we'll try to get a photo of that as well, but they are just absolutely beautiful. I love salsa. So we could probably put those in some salsa. And also, they would be very good to pickle. And incidentally, I know this is not running related, but I do want to ask you about it. Have you ever pickled any peppers? I don't know if your name is Peter Piper, but have you ever pickled any peppers, jalapenos, or anything like that? If you have, I would be interested to know how. I've looked on the internet, and the only thing I can find to pickle peppers is... That's funny to say that. It's fun to say that. Is vinegar. And like when you go to a Mexican restaurant and they give you jalapenos that are pickled to eat, whole jalapenos, or sometimes you can get those in a jar. I don't believe they've been pickled with vinegar. I think it's water and salt, but I'm not sure. If you have a good recipe to pickle jalapenos, let me know. Please email that to me, or just do an MP3 or WAV file, make an attachment. Roland, this is how you do that. I'd love to know. But we're looking forward to that. I love jalapenos and hot peppers and things like that. I've walked around to the back of the house. I probably won't take any picture of the tomatoes, but we planted three different types this year. The one I'm looking at right now is Big Boy. It's probably, I don't know, 2.5 feet tall. It's got maybe 4 or 5 tomatoes. Some of those are a good size. And then I've got some beefsteak tomatoes. And I'm looking at a beefsteak plant right now, and I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 tomatoes on it, and the biggest ones are probably big as my fist, which will be getting ripe pretty soon. And then we also bought another variety that we planted this year. The German Queen heirloom tomato, which we've planted, and I don't know what the deal is with it, but whenever you get the blooms get on it, it's like they develop a little hinge, and where that hinge, that little joint is, the bloom falls off. We've got a plant that is every bit of 4.5 feet tall. It's got one tomato growing on it, and inevitably when the blooms come on, they will fall off. It's full of bloom, but they never make tomatoes other than the one that survived. I have no clue what would make blooms fall off of a tomato bush, but it is covered up with them. But they don't ever produce any tomatoes. And so if you have any ideas about that, let me know. But then one other thing I just want to give an update on. I don't remember what episode it was. It was probably episode 4. It may have been 5, maybe even 6, somewhere along there. Gave you an update on the apple trees. I planted two apple trees 2 summers ago. They are Granny Smith apples, semi-dwarf. supposed to produce apples in the fall as far as when they're ready to harvest. The last year, first year that they actually produced any, there were two or three on one tree. One tree had none, and then I found out that I needed to cross-pollinate. And of course, a bee or whatever could have brought something from another apple tree. My neighbor, probably a good 100 feet away, 100 yards away maybe, I guess. He has an apple tree with several varieties grafted in. Those apples may have pollinated one of these trees last year, but it was so far away, so small amount of pollen, it only had three on it. This year, these two Granny Smith apple trees have produced apples. They're supposed to be identical trees. I planted a Golden Delicious with them. It has no apples, but evidently the cross-pollination worked because it bloomed. They've had lots of apples, and I talked about that several weeks ago. But anyway, the ones that I took the photo of on the blog that I described, those apples are gone. That tree, beautiful tree, probably ate 20 apples off of it. I spray them every week, but they're done. But the other tree that I had planted along with that one a couple of summers back, it also has apples, and I'll get a photograph of that on the blog. But these apples are coming in much later, even though they're supposed to be identical. So they may both be a variety of Granny Smith apple, but they're not identical because the ones I just described earlier are obviously early apples, and these are late. I was told originally that they would come in around September, and that's probably about where they are. They're growing. They're getting bigger. There's probably 20 apples, maybe 25 on the tree. We got it propped up with sticks because I'm still learning about trimming, but the apples look great, and we're looking forward to getting those in just a few weeks. Hey, Cindy. Yes, I am ready to eat lunch. We're calling for storms in the area today at the time I'm recording this, and we need the rain, but going to go in and get a bite to eat, and then I think Cindy and I are going to ride somewhere this afternoon. But I did want to give an update on the things I've got growing in the yard, and I know if you are a gardener or if you grow things yourself, you may have some insights for me. But the main question I want to know is, do you have a good recipe or know of a recipe to pickle, to preserve jalapeno peppers? I'm willing to try something that makes them maybe a little sweeter. I'm okay with that, but the way I've traditionally eaten the ones that are already done, they're pretty hot, they're pickled, but I don't think it's in vinegar. So send me that recipe or attach a short MP3 file, and we will hear that, and we'll play that. Let me know, and I'll share that. All right, a little bit. We'll let you know how things are going with the peppers, and if somebody sends me some info, I'll pass that on as well.
Welcome to this episode of the 20-Minute Runner. It is July the 18th, Saturday morning. It's about 20 after 6, and we've got a green light. We are going to be starting out slow today. I've promised myself that I will not push the pace as far as what the pace typically is for me, because I am discovering once again, as I did in my youth, which seems so many years ago sometimes, but I'm discovering that if I start out slowly and speed up as I go, I get along much better. You gotta give your body time to get warm and to the blood flowing, muscle temperature to rise a bit, and as that happens, then you can naturally, hopefully, we'll begin to speed up. So first mile, 2 miles will probably be a little slow today by design. And then we will pick it up. Well, How's your week been since we last met? Or if you're new to the program, how are you doing? Appreciate everybody who is listening and the email response that I do get. Very encouraging. It lets me know you're listening and enjoy the program, and at the least, gives you something to listen to while you run. And beyond that, we share some things on the show that are new to life, or not new to life, but relative to life in general. Some things are running specific, but this is a podcast more about life that I happen to do while I'm running. Although, if you've tuned in today for words about running, obviously you've picked the right place as well. This among many podcasts that I could recommend. All right, so we're glad to have you today. You might be running. You might be listening on your computer at home, at work. That's fine. Hey, bud. Prettiest black mid-haired length dog. He crouched down in the grass over to my left as I went by, like he didn't want me to see him. Beautiful dog, probably 25 pounds. Jet black. I love dogs. I think we may talk about that on an episode coming up, but not today. But anyway, it's a beautiful morning. We had rain yesterday. Severe showers moved through just north of here through Virginia. And we had about 3/10 of an inch in the rain gauge from yesterday, a shower. And we need it. This summer, knock on wood, is turning out to be reasonably wet and not nearly as hot as some summers. For that, I'm thankful. We've broken 90 degrees a few times. And I think when I was home in Duplin County down east several weeks ago, I think that's the hottest it's been. We got up near 100 for a day or two, and that was pretty much it. Today's supposed to be 85, partly cloudy, 40% chance of thunderstorms. Dew points are dropping. Going to be in the low to mid 80s. Scratching my leg. For the next several days. And just good weather. So it's a great day for a run. It's 70 degrees. And even though it's 70, it actually, when I stepped out this morning, felt just a wee bit cool, if you know what I'm saying. Been into this run for about 5 minutes and it's not feeling nearly as cool, but it's not bad. The sky is just covered with, I don't know, my clouds, but just the kind where it looks like somebody took a bucket of paint and dumped it out and it just rolled as far as it could go. Just a beautiful morning. They don't look like rain. They just look like clouds hanging out there. Morning. Neighbor behind my house, up the hill a piece, having a yard sale. Yard sales are big here in this area. They might be where you are, but Saturday, people are out hunting for those bargains, and it's a very common thing to see. All right, let me give you a bit of an update here. Last week, I ran my 3 days and on Saturday and Sunday, actually ended up on those two combined runs running back to back around 18 miles on those 2 days, and you add the run from earlier in the week, and we hit around 25 miles last week. That did include the 90 minute run, and so that's right where we need to be. The bicycle, you haven't heard me say much about that lately. I have fallen behind on that, although I still am planning to include it and to pick that back up. So you'll be hearing more about that. You can go to the20minuterunner.blogspot.com, and left hand side, about halfway down, you will see the Buckeye listing. You can click that if you'd be interested to see about my training. I go into quite a bit of detail on my routes, what the weather was like, things of that nature. And with the new watch, I'm able to share the average pace, the high pace, speed, average speed, high speed, distance, that type of thing. So I do include that there as well. So today we're planning to go for an hour and 45 minutes, hopefully. This will be the mid stretch long run. Next week will be 2 hours, then we drop back down. It's also about that time that we will begin our half marathon training. And heard from David again. He is incorporating some of the very basic things that I personally would recommend. And again, they're recommendations based in some scientific, I believe, history about how to not be injured, things like that. So David is getting that, and he told me that he's also got a 5K coming up. He may send me an update. You know what? It hit me when he told me that. It would be really cool if some of you would send me your race updates. Send me an email. You know, be brief. I took more time with David's, and it was actually several together, but it helped us with that episode, and sort of gave me some direction for the episode. But send me some race information after your race is over. I tell you what, I'll also, if you would be so brave as to do so, we will also include some photographs similar to the ones that I do of the races that I run. If you will send me just a couple race photos, your name, where it is, etc., I can put that on the picture. We'll include it on the website. We'll make the blog spot not just about the podcast, but also, or the blog, but also we can make it a place where the running community that is involved with listening to this show can share photographs, race updates, things of that nature. So, you know, just thought about that. Send me information on your race, send me some photos, and we'll begin putting those on the blog. And I will make a very brief mention if you choose to send that to me, that hey, Joe from, you know, Idaho ran a 10K or his first marathon. Joe says he did blah blah blah. And by the way, we've got pictures of Joe of the race on the blog. Check it out. That would be so cool.
So begin to do that if you don't mind. So anyway, that's what we've done this past week. This week I ran, I know it was 70 minutes, 7.8, something like that, earlier in the week. And told you what we're doing today, and then hopefully we will be running for 70 minutes tomorrow. It was a busy week. That put me behind a little bit as far as getting the runs in a little bit earlier, but I'm okay with that. Those weeks where I have to run one day earlier in the week and end up running on the weekend, I found that a back-to-back run does not hurt me all that badly, but I would prefer not to do it that way. So anyway, we're going to get back into the bike, and right now I'm just going to begin to, or going to continue rather, where I am, and we will just see where everything goes. All right. I had someone to call me, email me rather, and ask me, why do you call this show the 20-Minute Runner? Is it because I only talk 20 minutes? Well, I think you've learned. Unfortunately, maybe. Hope not. But hey, this guy talks a little longer than 20 minutes at times. I'm going to tell you why I call this the 20-Minute Runner, and tell you about a goal of mine, and give you a little bit of running specific history, very brief from that end, when we come back. So again, thanks for joining me. We are 13 and a half minutes into this 1 hour and 45 minute run. To be honest with you, I'm feeling okay, but nothing to write home about at this point. But we'll be back in a little bit and talk about why the show is called what it is, and give you just a very brief history of why it's that and what that potentially means. Okay, we'll be back in just a few. Thank you.
back. We are 1 hour and 11 minutes into the run. So far it's gone well. Excuse me. I was listening to Run Digger Run Matt the other day, and he made a comment that day that by the time he gets through editing out his belches and his snot rockets and other extemporaneous sounds, cuts his time of his episodes way down. Well, I can identify with that. I noticed, especially last episode, seems like we had I must have had a lot of phlegm that day or something. So I apologize. It's just a part of it. It brings you the reality of what it is, this running that we're doing. And I'm sure you can identify with that. I am starting to feel a bit better. I'm again sluggish. And right now we run 7.9 miles, hour and 13 minutes. I can't hit my watch to check the pace at the moment, but I'm feeling better. So we're just trying to hold it steady and finish strong over the next 32 minutes or so. One of the reasons I think I'm feeling a bit sluggish is because of the eating I've been doing lately. And if you read Runner's World, U.S. version anyway, I know there's a U.K. version. Don't believe the stories are always the same, of course, but they had an article this month about flexible eating, and it means to be flexible in the sense of if you do badly one day, the next day, do better. If you tend to eat more meat on one particular day, or a heavy meat meal, well, go a day or two and cut back on that. I can certainly identify with that. So anyway, yesterday, Cindy and I went to Haynes Mall here in Winston, and as we walked in the bottom level under the food court, we walked right by Cinnabons. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Cinnabons, but even though I didn't particularly need it, we got the regular size one, which is big as a dessert plate, at least a couple inches thick, covered with icing, and we got ours with pecans on it. Pecans. I know. You say tomato, I say tomato. Let's call the whole thing off. Anyway, where I'm from, we call them pecans. Some people call them pecans. I remember a guy I knew. Well, I still know him, but first time he ever heard me say pecans, he said, "Pecan, what is that?" I said, it's that, those hard shelled nuts that you crack and you eat in desserts or blanch them in the oven, whatever. He said, "Pecan," he said, "that's what they put under my granddaddy's bed." So anyway, but we ate that thing, and it seems like today I'm just feeling a little bit blah. I am beginning to weigh once a week and putting that on the, I don't believe it's on the Buckeye Report where I put that, but it is on the, if you follow the links on the left-hand page, not that you'd be interested, but you can find a link to a different website where I keep up with my mileage, and you can see everything at once on the page. I do lose some weight there. I think weighing weekly will help because I know from Weight Watchers, if you start ebbing up a pound or two, that's when you begin to cut back. Put that flexibility eating into play as I was just talking about. So keep an eye on your weight. If you can maintain, you're doing great. If you're satisfied with where you are, that's great too. You don't have to be ultra thin.
Not that I am, but you don't have to be that way. You find out what's comfortable for you, what your body likes, and stay there. But anyway, a weekly weigh-in, similar circumstances, same time each week, once a week, probably enough. Don't get caught up in the weighing every day deal. That's not beneficial that I know of. So anyway, but I'm feeling better. Around 45 minutes, started to feel better. Took a honey stinger gel and water. Passed two guys that threw up their hands and said, "Well, we beat you out this morning." I don't know if they're neighbors or, I mean, I was 4 miles from the house at that point, but, or if they simply are guys that listen to the podcast. That's the impression I got. So, it's good to know there are other folks out there in the area that obviously do this, and evidently some are listening. So, thank you guys, I appreciate that. All right, someone asked me recently about why do I call this a 20-minute runner. If you'll indulge me to be vain for 3 minutes, I'll explain that to you. It's no big deal. But when I started running years ago, I think for that time, for my age, I was relatively speedy. I didn't really do any speed work. I did run long miles, but, and, you know, during that time, I've broken 63 minutes for 10 miles for a race. I've broken 38 minutes for 10K, and I broke 19 for 5K. I think it was 1828. Maybe. See, I can't even remember now. But anyway, my PR now since I started back is 22:54, might be 56. And I guess in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, you know, I'd like to break 20 minutes for a 5K, even though I really enjoy running longer distances. That's sort of a goal of mine. Can I do it? I don't know. If I don't do it, will the world end? Definitely not. If I never break 22 minutes, is that okay? Yes. Would I like to break 20 minutes at that point, which I'm sure will be at least 46 years of age? Sure. At this point, other than throwing in some tempo runs occasionally, finishing strong at the end, I really do not do any structured speed work. So time will tell on that, but that's why I call it a 20-minute runner. I initially thought I'm only going to talk 20 minutes. Well, you can testify to that, that that's not going to happen, but I hope you'll stick with me. Last week's episode got a little long, but felt like we covered an important topic. So, anyway, so that's why we're doing that, calling it that. Okay, I'm running through a neighborhood nearby. I got a neighbor here. Actually, we're a couple miles from home, sitting on his front porch, doing some singing. Know if the dogs are barking at him or me. So that's why we call this the 20-minute runner. So now you know. It's not because I talk 20 minutes. Because in the perfect world, I would run 19:59 for 5K. Probably ain't gonna happen. That's okay. We are wrapping this one up. I have about 30 seconds. Hang tight. Run with me. We're running strong.
Hope you are. As I wrap this one up, concentrating on my form. It's always a good thing to do. How do I look at this point? And I feel like my posture's good, turnover's good, and we are done. Oh man, okay. We'll give you a little update here in just a second. I want to wrap up this episode. Appreciate you joining me. It was funny a minute ago. Well, actually, 20 minutes ago, Cindy called me. My phone rang. I'm 9 1/4 miles into this, and she said, "Hey, what you doing?" I said, "Oh, I'm not doing much. How about you?" No, I told her I felt pretty good. But I started feeling better, and toward the end of the run, as I got to the last two hills, there's a bigger hill, smaller hill. I charged those, was able to charge them a little bit, and ran the second hill twice. Speaking of training, just literally as I began to wind this up, we begin training, I believe it's 2 weeks from Monday, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see, today is the 18th, 20th, 2 weeks from the 20th. I think that's right. I began training for the half marathon. Well, it's obvious right now I can run it and finish it. How strong can I do that? I don't know. But I do have planned some longer runs. I'd like to get the longer run up to, right now my longest run is 2 hours. I'd like to get it up to 2:15, maybe even 2.5, run one of those, maybe a 2:15, no sooner than 10 days before the race. So we'll see how that goes. And then as we begin training for the marathon, over after the first of the year, at that point, hope to get the long run up to a couple of those at 3 hours, which will be approaching 20 miles for me. So that's what I'm doing with my training in regard to that. Let me give you a real quick update. We traveled 11.67 miles today. Average speed was 6.6. The maximum speed was 9.1 miles an hour. The pace, average pace, 9.02. And the best pace was 7.06. I don't know what a 9-minute mile equates out to 13.1. Excuse me, yeah. But be that as it may, we covered almost 12 miles, 11.7. If I could average 9 minutes a mile, would that put me breaking 2 hours? I'm not sure, but I hope to break 2 hours, and just between you and me, I think I could break 150, but we'll see. Mainly just want to finish it strong. All right, I really appreciate you running with me today. I've enjoyed this. This is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to talk to you as we're out here doing this, and it's a lot of fun hearing back from you. And again, I just want to remind you that my goal is to, I've got two or three actually, very brief. If I can inspire you and motivate you, lift you up in your training, that's what I desire to do. And from the response, it seems like this thing's working out good for us to do this together, and I appreciate that very, very much. I also want to remind you to check out the information at the blog. As I said earlier, send me an email. If you're having a race or you had a race, send me a couple of pictures. Go ahead and let you know. I may have to edit the pictures, and depending on the response I get, I might only be able to include one. But if you get a good shot of yourself during the race or around the race, be sure to identify your race number for me, and we'll get those posted on the website on at 20minuterunner.blogspot.com, and we'll put your name there too, and probably mention in a podcast. As I get those, I'll just mention we have photos today from A race, B ran it, sent us some good photos, check it out, that type of thing. Also, I know that over at Running with the Reaper, Running from the Reaper, I know Nigel used to have audio clips that were sent, and I think Steve Runner at Fidipidations does that too occasionally. Send me an audio clip of your race. I'll go ahead and tell you, I probably won't include over 30 seconds, maybe a minute of some of that, but if you could send me a short audio clip, or send me a short audio clip in an email, if it's not about a race and you're including photos, a couple of photos, send me an audio clip of a question or an audio clip of a comment just about the podcast in general. Anything you want to know about me, I'll try to answer those. And I will plan to play those on the podcast, and we'll answer those in that way. So type it in, send it, attach an audio email if you want to, and we will be really, really glad to share that. So you may hear your own voice on the podcast. That would be pretty cool, I know. But anyway, you're what makes this happen. I do it because I'm enjoying it. You do it because you're enduring it. Hopefully you're enjoying it. And your feedback is what makes this thing go. This is a two-way street. And I really, really, as I say all the time, and I mean it, I really do, I appreciate you listening, and I want to hear from you. Send me an email. All right, that's going to wrap it up today. The clouds are beginning to break a little bit. Sun's coming out. It's probably about 10 after 8 by now. This has been a good run. I've enjoyed putting this episode together. I've enjoyed having you along. I look to hear from you, and we will talk to you, Lord willing, in about 7 days, 7 or 8 days. And hope to hear from you. Have a great week, everybody. See you later. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Bye-bye. Podcast. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. You can find information about items mentioned in this podcast in the show notes at the blog, along with information about the music used in this episode. All music used in the 20 Minute Runner podcast is protected under a Creative Commons license. Some of the music provided is from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com. The opening and closing tracks are from Jamendo.com. At the blog, you can subscribe to the podcast with iTunes or your favorite podcatcher or feed reader. You can leave a comment or send me an email. I truly hope to hear from you and want to know your thoughts about the program. Let me know what you think. I've really enjoyed sharing with you this week, and I look forward to running with you next time, and I trust that your training is going well. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner.